Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this corner, from Reading, Pennsylvania, he's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah!
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
Now, it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's time for Guru, but it's time for one more day of Ryan Covey. Good morning, Bay Area. It is 95.7 The Game. This is the Steinmetz and Guru Experience. I am Ryan Covey, sitting in for Matt Steinmetz. One more time, baby. It had a lot of fun the last couple of days. Well, the big fella, what's up, Guru?
We got 4 hours left, baby. Let's 240 go. Minutes.
I hope that we have more than that just in general.
Oh, okay.
I hope that we're not on the clock that drastically. But yes, for the next 4 hours, what do we call it? We will empty the passion bucket for you, okay?
I like that. I'm ready.
I roll out of bed, and I'm ready to do this. So.
And I want to apologize to you, Covey.
Whoa, we're already out of the game?
Yeah, the last 3 days, you know, my nose has been stopped up. You've been seeing me blow. I've been playing hurt. But I'm back. I'm ready for you.
Bro, you're a gamer. Come on.
There it is.
And no, hey, trust me.
Daryl Wayne, not John.
I've seen the passion, and that's all I ask. Just bring your best every day, because I promise you that I'm going to do the same. You ready for a little basketball back in our lives?
Finally.
Yeah, we're getting there, man. Warriors tomorrow night getting back in action against the Sacramento Kings, but it feels like they've been gone a while. I got a hole in my heart.
I don't like it.
No.
And the All-Star game, I watched what did they score? Almost 400 points. I was entertained. And then I said, man, I don't have this till Thursday. We don't get it. But tomorrow is the day, but only 25 left. So we can see they're in the home stretch, as they call it. Things are about to get real, Covey.
Yeah, and JD, John Dickinson, I was doing Warriors this week with him on Saturday. He brought up a terrific point. Yeah, 25 regular season games left, but for the Golden State Warriors, this is basically the halfway point if you consider how many playoff games they're expected to embark on. Minimum 16, maximum of 28.
Like that.
Probably hoping for more like what? 16 wins and, you know, maybe a handful of L's, but 16 wins is the goal. Absolutely. So they still have a whole hell of a lot of basketball after those 25. And, you know, honestly, just looking at the way this roster is set up and the health and the integration of DeMarcus Cousins, they're just so perfectly primed, Guru. And, you know, as a sports talk show host, I want to be doing my best job, my job for you, the listener.
All right.
And I'm thinking to myself, who is this? Is there any threat to the Golden State Warriors? Because, you know, I don't want to just throw something against the wall and hope it sticks. I mean, I want to be able to substantiate it. And I'm thinking, there's nobody.
Oh, let me, big fella, slow down, big fella. The OKC Thunder have already put it on the Golden State Warriors here in Golden State, Ryan. Paul George is playing like an MVP candidate. Russell Westbrook, we know what he's capable of. Adams, they just added the Morris twin. They're nasty. They're gritty. And they are a threat to me in a series. Don't sleep on the Rockets. But where I get worried at, Ryan, is when you go over to the Eastern Conference and you got Milwaukee, the new look Raptors, Boston, Philly, teams that have already beat the Warriors. So I'm just going Bobby Valentino on you. Slow down a little bit. Slow down, because there are some threats out there. But I'm worried about DeMarcus Cousins and his polish. Can he get that polish back down low? Because there's an elephant in the room, and it is, if he doesn't get that polish back down low, the best five for the Warriors are when Iguodala's on the court. And I'm wondering how, if that ends up being the case, how DeMarcus handles that.
Yeah.
Does it become is there dysfunction?
Yeah.
And you tell me, because people are talking about DeMarcus like it's Sacramento DeMarcus, and it's not right now. And I'm watching it. I just wonder, can he get it back within these 25 games for the playoffs, or is it the depth lineup moving forward when stuff hits the fan?
Well, and that'll, of course, be for Steve Kerr to evaluate above all else. I don't think that the Golden State Warriors need DeMarcus Cousins to dominate to have success this postseason.
That
I
agree
don't.
With, too.
DeMarcus Cousins, he's a luxury. I'll do you one better. I felt like Kevin Durant for this team was a luxury. A lot of people felt like Kevin Durant was a necessity to get this team where they wanted to go for dynasty status, okay? And that may be the case. I always felt like, and simply because this group, before Kevin Durant ever got there, won 140 regular season games, 31 playoff games, an NBA title, 73 wins.
Should have been two titles. We all know that.
Should have been two. Beat Kevin Durant in the Thunder in a seven-game series, rallied from 3-1 back. So my point is, these guys have already been there and done that, and they've shown that they can do it. And I'm talking about the core, Steph and Clay and Draymond, the big three, and Iguodala. We'll call them the big four, no doubt about it. So these guys have already shown that. So the addition of Kevin Durant, to me, it was a luxury. And yeah, it's a luxury that, hey, if Kevin Durant wants to come play for my team, he's one of the three best basketball players on the planet. Of course I want that, but there's a difference between want and need, my friend, and definitely that applies to DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah. And I'm just looking at it from the vantage point. If Steve Kerr were to tell the big fella, hey, in crunch time, you all depending on the matchup, but this has been the recipe for success. We're going to go with Iguodala. You might be on the bench. Yeah. Is he a big enough personality, or do you think he's thankful that the Warriors brought him on this team, the fact that he's finally playing his first playoff game, that he won't be that demonstrative guy to try to upset and be like, what the hell's going on? You know who I am. I should be in the game. So I worry about that, and you might be right. That won't even manifest because this is, quote-unquote, the good DeMarcus Cousins in regard to him being a good soldier. But I do think about it.
Any concern level out there, Warriors fans, with DeMarcus Cousins, and if he's not getting the kind of run that that he feels he deserves, is that going to be an issue in this locker room? 888-957-9570. And, of course, the Chill Not A Body text line up and running, 95795. Ryan Covey, along with Daryl the Guru Johnson, sitting in. I'll be in today, and then Matt Simons will be back tomorrow. He'll be back from his much-deserved vacation. We were kicking this around before the show, Guru, and I think that this is a really interesting topic to get into. And we were touching on this briefly on Monday, and then the Bruce Bochy ball dropped, and we found out Boch was hanging it up. So, of course, we had to go in that direction because if it breaks, we're all over.
Still thinking about Will Clark.
We're going to handle it. That was so amazing. So what we were kicking around is we were still coming off that Sunday vibe of watching all these terrific all-stars together in one place at one time. And, you know, we got to thinking, like, the ultimate power couple. You're watching Curry bounce pass to Giannis and throwing it down. Marcus Thompson's got a piece in The Athletic about Giannis's potential free agency in 2021. And should the Golden State Warriors go that route if Kevin Durant leaves? So you start to fantasize about Curry and Giannis together. You see Ben Simmons and Klay Thompson operating in the backcourt. You're thinking, man, what a fun duo that would be. And you think about Kevin Durant with Kyrie Irving, and they're sharing a few laughs, and they're going to be free agents. So your mind can't help but wonder, and this is kind of the era we're in, Guru, where we pontificate about these type of things. We wonder, and more to the point, we put that stuff out on social media, and we speculate. And so let me ask you, Daryl the Guru Johnson, your ultimate power couple in the NBA, and this is something I want to throw out to everybody at 888-957-9570 and Chill Not A Body text line 95795. Your ultimate power duo. You're starting an NBA team, like, right now, this very minute. You got the first two picks overall.
Uh-oh.
You can pick any two guys. It has to be as they are now, not like LeBron in his prime. I'm talking 35-year-old LeBron. Who are your first two picks? Who are you taking first and second overall?
I'm going to pour a glass of wine right now. I really don't have it. Yep. Okay, I'm pouring it. I'm going to sip it. Relax.
You got to decant that bad boy first. That's some good Cabernet. That's a little Silver Oak, man. Come on. Ooh, look at those tannins. Look at those tannins. Isn't that nice?
I'm
going
to relax, deep breath.
All right, there you go.
And then I'm going to make my pick. Joel Embiid.
Wow.
And Russell Westbrook.
Wow.
He's never had a big man. Imagine those two.
Steven Adams just rolled in here and was like, wait, what, dude?
But, Donkey Kong.
Yeah,
that's the samurai.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right, so you're going Russell Westbrook.
Write that for me.
And Joel Embiid. Okay, all right.
Give me what letter grade you give me. I mean, 1 through 10. That's about a strong 9.
Yeah, I mean, look, For your first two picks, though, to build a franchise, I just worry about can Embiid hold up.
Okay.
And I worry about, does Russell Westbrook make everybody better? Does being a teammate of Russell Westbrook, now I'll give it to him over like a James Harden, somebody like that, 100%. I mean, you look at the assist totals, Westbrook's a bad man, no doubt. I just feel like as a teammate and Kevin Durant went through this. We've seen this with Russell Westbrook. He kind of knocks heads with guys, and I just wonder, is that the guy that I want to be the face of my franchise? Because, see, if you're talking about constructing a team, you got to think about that locker room chemistry. You got to think about those intangibles, those leadership
he
qualities.
He said he was blessed with the I don't give a F gene, and I want my leader in the face of the franchise to show the young fellas and veterans who don't have that gene what that means, and I like that. I'm sick and tired in sports today. Superstars get knocked because they don't make other grown-ass men better. That's not their job. I'm judging Russell, who is a freak of nature on the basketball court, one of the fastest to ever do it. Covey, we're hating these greats. Oh, Harden does this. He dribbles. They're great. Quit hating on the greats. Forget the other stuff. As a basketball player, you would tell me Russell Westbrook amazes you, Covey?
Yeah, I'm still taking Steph Curry first overall, 100%.
I'm mad at you.
He's got hardware. He's a leader. And you know what? I don't have to worry about him kind of going off the reservation and pissing everybody off because he just never does it. So let's get into that. Right. And your point, you're on it. You're good. Russell Westbrook would not be my number one choice. I personally, I'm going Steph Curry and I'm going Giannis Antetokounmpo, and maybe this is some recency bias. That bounce pass was looking real pretty, and of course, after I read Marcus's article, I couldn't help but start to wonder out loud, boy, what if we lived in a world where Steph Curry and Giannis Antetokounmpo played basketball together every night? And the other part of this is you may have the top combo already. Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. You could already have it in the Bay Area. Warriors fans, that speaks to appreciate what we got. Anna Kagarakis over to my right, top of the morning to you. Your number one and number two pick would be?
Oh, I got to go with Steph. I'm loving this whole Steph Curry, Giannis Antetokounmpo. My goodness, my last name is Kagarakis. How could I not love it?
No doubt. So you're rolling with me.
I'm rolling with you today.
Anna rules. There you go. What's going on over there?
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah. What happened to 50?
Right?
Why'd he quit making music?
I saw a story about some cop, like, saying shoot 50.
On sight.
I didn't even see. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to read it, but I just saw the headline. Yeah. I'm like, why are they gunning for 50?
It was a sergeant. He said he was just playing.
Come on, man.
Yeah, they got history.
Hey, I got news for you. We don't play like that.
No,
we don't play
like that. Homie don't play that.
Thank you. I don't think so. Yep. I got the sock. I got the clown nose on.
Look at you.
Just got one upside the head.
What Wayne's brother was at?
That was
Damon. There you go. Yeah.
I think the Wayne's brother's finest work, though, has to be Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. I mean, come on.
When the lady had the dead kid in the street, she goes, this ain't my son.
Yeah, wait, this ain't my baby. Ain't that some bleep? Yeah. All right, it is 95.7 The Game. Ryan Covey and Daryl the Guru Johns. I've been having a lot of fun the last couple of days, man. Isn't that what it's all about? All right, keep it coming in on the Chilton Autobody text line. Guru getting that work from some of the texters around your Russell Westbrook selection. So the question is...
It's my list.
That's fair enough, and God bless your list. The question is today, at 95.7 The Game, you're constructing an NBA franchise because we saw the allure of All-Star Weekend. You got the first two picks. You're building a team. You're building a squad ready to compete today in 2019. Who are you taking one and two overall? Who are the two guys that you'd most like to see paired up together? You went Embiid and Russell Westbrook.
No doubt.
And I went Steph Curry and Giannis Antetokounmpo. And we throw it out to you. The text line's jumping off right now, by the way, Guru. And folks... They're questioning your pick. Westbrook, this one with the 405, Westbrook is terrible, top five talent, but not a top five player, hasn't won anything, never going to win. I'd go Steph and Giannis. Something about Guru smoking dank.
Look at you.
Let's see. 209 says, let Durant walk, go get Giannis. 510, Westbrook gets you about as far as Iverson, almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Wow.
And then another person questioning if Guru's high. 510 says,
nope.
Luka. Yeah, right. Luka and KD. Okay.
Stop.
Luka and KD.
I like Luka just as much as come on.
He's not there yet.
Now, maybe Kawhi and KD.
You know what's great about this? Well, A, because it's your list, there literally are no wrong answers. But B, we're talking about all the star power in the NBA. I mean, you know, you could go Ben Simmons and Player X. I mean, do you think it's important?
No, my guard needs to be able to shoot.
Yeah.
Westbrook can shoot better than Ben.
What's Westbrook's career field goal percentage?
Probably in the 30s.
Yeah. I just worry. And I know he can attack the cup, and I know his mid-range game is nice.
Okay, I'll look at you.
Yeah, but no Harden, huh? I mean, just no chance. I mean, think about, you know, pairing Harden with Kevin Durant. I mean, doesn't that do anything for you?
If we were to do this tomorrow, Harden probably would have made the list. I was just in a Westbrook mood. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's fair. Okay. All right. So you're in a Westbrook mood today. Let's get out to the phones and see what people are talking about at 888-957-9570. Power combo. Who do you think would be the most attractive duo if you were rolling with an NBA franchise? Who would you like to see paired together? Of course, we do have a pretty special combo right here in the Bay Area.
Yeah, we do.
And it is Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. And, of course, we also got Kevon Looney, baby, in the house. Dare we sleep on Loon? I just had to throw that out there. All right, let's go to Dave in the 510. Once you give us his top combo, Dave, you're on 95.7 The Game. What's going down?
Yeah, man. Obviously the easiest pick to me would be LeBron and AD. But I need dogs in the backcourt. So honestly, I go with Kawhi Leonard and Jimmy Butler. That'd be some Bulls type stuff, some 90s Bulls type of real defense right there.
Who's gonna score for you?
Jimmy, Kawhi get buckets. You see it in the All-Star game.
Doesn't get buckets like Giannis, doesn't get buckets like KD.
And Jimmy is not the best locker room. He's been on like 100 teams here lately and kicking up dust everywhere he's going.
Yeah, you'll have him for a while until he requests a trade.
But, hey, Kawhi's quiet enough where he ain't going to get on
okay.
him.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you checking in. Thanks, Dave. How about Kawhi Leonard?
I can't believe Jimmy Butler made the list.
How about Kawhi Leonard? He powdered his way out of San Antonio. We've never seen that under Greg Popovich.
He got hurt. Wanted a different local new scenery.
Every time the road gets a little rough, these guys got to get their ticket out of town ASAP. Trade me. Anthony Davis holding the Pelicans hostage. Antonio Brown crushing any value the Steelers could hope to get in return for him with his public tirades and his trade demands.
Guys want out.
What happened to just playing out your contract? You signed it up, right?
But things happen in the workplace. Relationships and divorce rates over 50%.
So can it be handled behind closed doors? Does everything need to be played out on TMZ and on Twitter?
We're in the entertainment business, and these guys like Brown, right or wrong, view themselves as entertainers. That's why you cited the million followers that the stars have.
They're
icons.
They
know what sells. Antonio Brown's probably somewhere laughing, getting his feet rubbed like Lowe was by Dibs. Like, look at all the people. They love everything I do, and I'm going to give them more.
Yeah, there's definitely something to be said for that. Let's see, 415 says Curry and Anthony Davis.
That's nice.
It's hard to argue with that one. Does Anthony Davis lose a little bit of the allure for you based on what's going on? It sounds like you're firmly in the player's corner on this stuff.
No, I'm always in the player's corner. He was honest. He said, I'm not going to re-sign. He didn't say, I'm not showing up for work. They botched that. And what my about guy, Dale Demps, you don't know this little fun fact about me. I played hoop against him in Mount Eden. They didn't facilitate the trade. My point is, if you're honest with me and tell me it's over, then it's my job to find somewhere for you to go. But it looked like the Pelicans were, you want to go to L.A. And the Pelicans could have got a package that could have secured their future and had people come to the arena with new hope. And they messed that up, and now you're going to get nothing for Anthony Davis.
Yeah, well, they'll still trade him this offseason. Oh, believe me, they'll still get something for Anthony Davis.
Okay.
Oh, they're trading him this offseason. I just think that they didn't have enough time to get the kind of deal that they wanted to, and they couldn't get that that bidding war jumping off. There weren't enough teams that were in on it. This offseason, it's going to be a whole different story. And, you know, picture this. If you're a GM around the NBA and you know what the task at hand is, right, beating the Golden State Warriors, and how can you make a team better? Free agency, draft, and trade, right?
And star.
Right, and if you're a good team, you don't have a high pick, so you can pretty much throw that out the window.
Right.
You want to trade something, okay, well, I've got my pieces here. If I want to trade for a high-valued asset, obviously I'm going to have to give up a chunk of what I have, so that's not exactly the most attractive route. And then free agency. And so knowing that, if you're a GM, you can maybe get Anthony Davis for a bit of a lower price and not the Lakers or, you know, the Celtics, one of those teams. I'm talking, you know, any other team that thinks they may be able to take a run at the Golden State Warriors, like what the Toronto Raptors did with Kawhi Leonard. What I'm saying is make a trade and then bring him to your city for a year and hope to win him over. I think for a GM, there's plenty of GMs out there that would kind of roll the dice on that, because what have you got to lose? If you don't have a player of the caliber of Anthony Davis, you don't have a prayer of winning an NBA title anyway.
Wow, you sound like Danny Ainge. And I've been hearing a lot of people say roll the dice with draft picks or some young talent that you already possess to hope you could get him for a year, and, you know, this off summer. And I'm like, why would you waste that? But I guess you would be banking on that year.
You got the chance.
Get the chip.
You got the chance. You got the chance to wine him and dine him, to ruin, to show him the city, to show him the culture, to show him the direction, to show him what a great work environment is. Because it sounds like he's soured on New Orleans. So maybe he gets to a new city and you just you get the chance to woo him.
And did you hear him? He said everybody's on his list.
If you believe what he said.
Yeah,
of course,
yeah,
he's doing some serious he's doing some serious damage control. Let's get out to the phones. 888-957-9570. It's Ryan Covey. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson. Top power combo in the NBA. If you're building a team, who are the two guys that you want? Let's go out to Kurt in the town. Kurt, you're on 95.7 The Game. Top of the morning to you, sir.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Instead of a combo, I have a top five of today's game with defense and solid offense all together. So my center would be the Stifel Tower from Utah.
Okay.
Can't say no to that. Then my power forward would be Antetokounmpo. My small forward would be Durant because, you know, he can do both quite well when he puts his mind to it. At shooting guard, can't say no to Klay Thompson because with all the screen setters up front, he'd get open a lot. And then as much as I love the other point guards, a very underrated defensive point guard is Patrick Beverley because he's a boy dog and he will drive people nuts. And with all those defenders behind him, he could take chances on the ball, take steal attempts.
Okay.
And with Gobert back there, more open chances for him to get steals and run the other way with everybody else.
All right, so you just gave me your five. Top two players you're drafting if you're building a squad. One and two, give them to me.
Oh, can't say no to the Splash Brothers.
Okay, so you just go Clay and Steph right out of the gate? That's, hey, respect to that. Hard to argue with that. Appreciate the call, Kurt.
Clay for the backcourt, definitely.
Okay, cool, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you checking in. Matt is in Oakland, and now he's on 95.7 The Game. Matt, what's going on?
What's up, fellas, man? I just had to give Guru the props, man, because he's on point. Everybody is an entertainer now. They are in the entertainment business. Everybody has their own personal TV show that they can stream out to millions at any given time. So they got to play that role. Antonio Brown is probably laughing and just laughing it up to the bank. But as far as my two, I got to go with Steph and Kawhi. Just because I just think that'd be a killer.
Yeah.
That would be nice, man.
And there's so it's like a Rubik's Cube. There's so many filthy combos here.
Well, and look,
that's why you can't laugh at mine. You know, Embiid, big man, and Westbrook. But
there's nothing wrong with your list. It's just not the route I would go. First of all, when I'm thinking about building a team, I know we use this word culture a lot, right? But
doing background checks, Ryan.
I mean, a little bit. I want to know who I'm committing somebody millions of dollars, man. You can't get hired at Jack in the Box without them seeing if you got a felony. With all due respect to the folks making Jumbo Jacks, I got nothing but love for you. My point is, you have to do your due diligence on this kind of stuff. Who am I bringing into my family, into my fold? Who, more importantly, am I giving my dollars to? And if it's in the case of the NBA, who am I choosing to market this billion-dollar entity that I have, or, you know, multi-million-dollar entity? Who am I choosing to be the face of this? And, yeah, I wanted somebody that I feel like is going to represent my best interest of my city, of my team, is going to carry himself the right way. Absolutely, because if you get that, you know, that moniker about you that, you know, your team is, you know, your house and bad dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, guys you don't want to root for. Like, I'm sorry.
But Russ is loved. I know it's not about Westbrook, but he hasn't gotten trouble off the court.
I never said he did.
Okay.
But I'm just – Russell Westbrook to me is a guy – that can be very polarizing, okay?
And plays his ass off every night.
100%. Okay. I cannot argue with you about that one iota. He is an elite talent in the NBA. He's one of the top 10 basketball players on the planet, okay? He's a triple-double machine, not throwing shade at Russell Westbrook's ability. Two things about Westbrook, though. He can be very cantankerous, and I just don't know how much his guys like playing with him, and I think that matters. I think guys are afraid to piss Russell Westbrook off.
Coming back didn't help that.
Paul George coming back definitely helped it to a degree. But Russell Westbrook, it did. And to me, that showed me a little something. Because Kevin Durant leaving showed me a lot, okay? And I thought Paul George leaving was a done deal. But that also speaks to, you know, Billy Donovan and what they're doing in Oklahoma City. They've created a nice niche there. And that team is beloved in that city. And that's why that would be like what I was talking about last segment about going and trading for Anthony Davis. If you're a GM kind of rolling the dice, you could use that as Exhibit A. Like, hey, it can work. You can bring one of these guys who everybody thinks is going to the Lakers, bring him to our city, show him what time it is, and guess what? He'll commit to us long term. That could be like your first exhibit as to why, hey, this is a viable strategy.
So right now, Giannis aside, because that's your pick, Giannis and Steph.
100%.
Steph Curry's the best player in the association right now in your estimation?
I think Steph Curry is the face of professional sports right now. That's how highly I think of Steph Curry in the United States.
Which doesn't equate to, you know, I need a bucket of all these guys at my disposal I could pick, I'm going with Steph because of the he's got the Obama qualities too.
Right.
You know, I want him to lead the free. You know what I mean?
If I need a bucket, and this is what my dad used to tell me about Michael Jordan, and it was so spot on. Michael Jordan can't score every time down the court, but he can score any time down the court. So, like, if you need a bucket, Michael Jordan can give it to you on any possession. Like, okay, we need to get this point, this bucket right now. MJ, ISO him
up. KD has that to him.
See, that's who I would take. If I need, you telling me I got to pick a guy that could just get me a bucket, I'm going Kevin Durant. The problem why I'm not making Kevin Durant my first overall pick is because of kind of that other stuff. Burner accounts. Yeah. Maybe a little sensitive to me. So, and he's already left one city via free agency.
Went in on the media.
Yeah, and went in on the media the other day. I'm not saying he was wrong. All I'm saying is, to me, there's more attractive options out there. You could, hey, nothing wrong with Kevin Durant, okay? Kevin Durant. You want Kevin Durant to be the face of your franchise? God bless. He's got hardware. He's a star, 100%. I'm going Steph Curry, and I'm going Giannis Antetokounmpo because they've got, what they do on the basketball court speaks for itself, but then they've got some other characteristics about him. I think they make other guys around them better. Look at what Giannis is doing with the Bucks right now. Did we think the Bucks would be here? He's making guys like Chris Middleton and Bledsoe and the rest of them. Think about think about the level, though, that he's risen his teammates to. They're buying in with this guy. They believe in him. The same thing that happened with Steph Curry. Nobody thought the Warriors were going to win an NBA title when Steve Kerr got here. Nobody saw that coming. But they believed they could, and Steph Curry was the leader of that team. And he's the face of sports in the Bay Area, without a doubt. And I think he's the face of the NBA, and like I said,
he is
the
face of the NBA to me. We talked about the global, the number one selling jersey, and I argue with Steiny on a daily basis. You could pull out the birth certificate and say Steph is not 23. But, Ryan, I don't see Steph slowing down at all. I just don't see it. And in a game now to where you can't rough, it ain't the Detroit Pistons bad boys. Guys, if they're on top of their craft like Steph is, takes care of his body, dude, he can shoot these threes to dad's age.
Think about Ray Allen, man.
See any slippage with Steph. Is that just me? I'm not being a homer.
You're right.
I don't see it.
As long as that ankle holds up, I mean, think about it. What
and
Ray Allen was in the All-Star Celebrity game. He was knocking down trays. He still got it.
He had 25, but he missed a couple.
Shuttlesworth can still go, though. And how old is he? Ray Allen's like 73 years old, man. Let's get out to the phones. It's Ryan Covey sitting in for Matt Steinmetz. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson. It is 95. Seven the game, your ultimate player combo. Coach P wants to weigh in on Cousins. He's been holding a while. Coach P, fire away.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy West Side Warrior Wednesday. Real quick before I get to Boogie Cuz, my combo would be, and I'll even switch it up a notch because I know a lot of people kind of choose the Warriors. And let's just look, if you're building a franchise, you're going to go after the Warriors right now because that's the top team. You know what I mean? If I could pick the Warriors, I would just stay with Steph and KD because they've already got it. Then they
fair enough.
But if I'm building the franchise, I want to go get the Warriors. So I'm going to choose Kawhi Leonard, and I'm going to choose basically Giannis.
Okay, that's fair.
That's scary.
I have the hunger to go make it happen. All right, Boogie Cuz real quick. And that celebrity game, yeah, Ray Allen was in it, but Quavo. I mean, I know he's not even a basketball player, but Quavo is hitting some shots.
Cool.
Not to him. But real quick on Boogie Cuz. I don't think him getting upset or disgruntled about getting his minutes, I don't think it's going to be an issue at all. I think he understands. He's just trying to get back to form. Yes, he looks good these first couple of weeks, but he needs to show it's a small sample size. He needs to show more all the way into the playoffs. And he needs to buy in, basically. I like the idea. I know they start him, but I really don't like that. I want him coming in the second quarter and starting the fourth quarter, something like that.
Okay.
And just letting him eat against bench players, stuff like that. Love the show, guys. Let's go, Oakland. Go, duh.
Coach P doing his thing.
Yeah.
The Warriors, having DeMarcus Cousins at full speed, that is a luxury for them.
And he's not at full speed.
And I don't even know if he will be. That injury, it could be career threatening.
It's
that
couple.
Serious.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
Right. I ruptured my Achilles tendon. I didn't have a full rupture. I had a partial tear. Okay, so I didn't have to have the surgery. Thank God.
You got lucky.
Yeah, and I actually ended up re-rupturing it. And I limped around for the better part of 3 years. So
come on, man.
Just to give you an idea, my dad asked me the other day, actually, because we were talking about Cousins, and he asked me about, you know, how is the Achilles? And I don't really think about it much anymore because this happened in 2009. But now I finally can do like the full jump, and it helps that, you know, I slim down a little bit. But for years, I couldn't even like, you know, lift, like stand up on my tippy toes.
Come on, man.
I couldn't do it.
Because that's what we're seeing, the elevation.
Right.
Not that he was Dominique or a high flyer, but we're seeing smaller guys swat him.
Yeah.
And you could tell his mind wants to do it. The body is not there yet.
You hit it. That's it. That's the key, man. And it'll take time. As far as him maybe rocking the boat.
I'm waiting.
I don't see it, man. The guy, everything that I've heard from that Warriors locker room, and by the way, we'll talk to Tim Roy at noon, voice of the Golden State Warriors. Warriors will be back in action tomorrow against the Kings on 95.7 The Game. I don't see it because everything I've heard from the Warriors locker room is that the guys love him and he's done things the right way. And it's all, this is the campaign. Kerr talked about this specifically. This is the win one for Boogie campaign. And I think the guys have rallied around that cause. Boogie has kind of, you know, embraced their love for him. And he wants to reciprocate that. And let's be real, Guru, DeMarcus Cousins, he's got more riding on this season than anybody. He's got to do a little bit of DeMarcus Cousins PR image repair.
Well, he's got to be a good soldier, okay. and been that.
If he does, think about what that carrot dangling at the end of the string for him is.
I think he's proven to other GMs that he's back from this injury and another offseason when he would be the new team's centerpiece. You got to roll the dice like we could use that guy. I don't think he still has anything to prove because I don't think there's enough time, even with the playoffs, that, and you cite in your experience with your injury, that he's going to get that elevation or that explosion that I want him to have underneath the basket. I don't see that.
Okay.
And when he's shooting 15 or 17 times now, if I'm an opposing coach, I'm like, I want him to shoot it because that's not Steph, KD, or Clay shooting right. them. And I'll take my chances, and that's what I don't like. And I want to see if that trend is going to continue to develop.
Okay, DeMarcus Cousins around the basket. This whole notion that his mid-range, you know, his play around the basket is circling the drain. He's career 62% okay. around the bucket. Right now it's 58. I mean, we're talking about a couple of games where he could get that right back on track. It's a pretty small sample size. So I think we need to maybe pump the brakes just a little bit on that. As far as what I was getting into a moment ago, what he has on the line here, that carrot dangling at the end of the string, he's got a potential multi-year deal for $50 million plus on the line here. We're talking, you know, tens of millions of dollars that DeMarcus Cousins playing for right now. He's got a chance to go win a Larry O'Brien trophy. The guy's never even played in a playoff game.
No doubt.
He's got a chance for all of that. So DeMarcus Cousins, and he realizes, hey, guess what? I didn't just come join the Clippers. I didn't just come join the Pelicans. They didn't bring me here to be the savior. They brought me here to be a complimentary piece. And he knew that when he signed here. He knew the mission was PR rehab. Okay, let's rehabilitate the image of DeMarcus Cousins.
Check.
So I can be the good teammate. So far,
yeah,
but
no
we've
doubt.
Got a couple months left to go. So he's got a long way to go. And then, of course, you have to show that you're back as a basketball player. And I don't think anybody's expecting, even by the end of the playoffs, for DeMarcus Cousins to be 2015 DeMarcus
right.
Cousins.
Okay.
But just look a whole hell of a lot more like you have the potential to be next
year. And there's
year.
Some positives. I see it. Just, you but know, that, watching him get up and down the floor.
Of course. That stuff's going to take time. But what I'm saying is that's all on the line for him right now. So it does not behoove him one right. iota to make waves. It just doesn't. Because if he's in there, sounding off to the media about playing time and, you know, he's throwing his arms in the air when Kurt takes him out, he's sitting on the bench sulking, that's not going to serve him well at all.
And it's like a joke now, Ryan, when he goes, I got mad at Steve.
It's all fun.
But I'm like, okay, as the stakes get bigger and I'm rooting for you, big fella, I just wonder how much of that is just tongue in cheek or will we see, you know, when it's in the offs and the world's watching, if he feels like, why did I come out?
Steve.
And I sound like I'm hating on him. I'm not. And you cite everything perfectly about what's at stake for him, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, why would he ruffle feathers? But I'm just telling you, can you look me in the face right now and say, Guru, the best start in five is when Iggy's on the court or is it with Iguodala? I can look you in the face and say, right now, when that ball's tipped tomorrow, the best starting five with the best five on the court is with Iggy.
With the Hamptons five?
Yeah, the Hampton or the Def, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I'll defer to DeMarcus Cousins just because I think His screen setting ability, his size is just such a luxury, and it just takes a lot of the pressure off Draymond to be the big in that scenario. So, and I think that gives Draymond Green a lot more freedom, and then it makes him so much better at the offensive end as well, and so much of the Warriors' offense facilitates through Draymond Green. And, hey, Cousins is a better scorer than Iguodala. You can't tell me Cousins is a better scorer than Andre Iguodala. He is. There's no doubt. So
I don't know if right now.
I think so right now. Absolutely. Yeah.
A lot of threes, and I know he can shoot.
I would be more surprised if Andre Iguodala went off for 30 on a given night than I would DeMarcus Cousins. Absolutely. 100%. He's still DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, he's still shown that, yeah, there's some rust, but of course there's rust. The guy just is coming off of a major injury.
And I think they're giving him a lot of, they're force feeding him so he can work on his game.
Yeah, absolutely. Action. Let's hit Jason in San Francisco. We got about 30 seconds. Jason, give me your combo before we hit the break. You're on 95.7 The Game. How are you?
Good. Thanks, guys, for having
me. Sure, yeah.
I'll try to make it quick.
No worries.
I'm going to say Steph and LeBron at power forward. I'm a little old school. I want to see the pick and roll played like Stockton and Malone. But also, you know, he could play a little center like Magic did. Mm-hmm. And no big man could guard, LeBron. But who wouldn't want to come play with all that? Who wouldn't want to come play with Steph and LeBron?
All right, good Thank stuff. You. Appreciate your call, man. The thing about LeBron and The my only concern is that he's 35.
Yeah, no doubt. And you could see it on occasion.
Sure.
Okay. But about Steph being the face of the franchise, real quick, he didn't get voted to captain.
Yeah, well, I don't think that matters a whole lot. But
that
you're
was scholarship
right.
For LeBron.
Well, he got hurt in the first half, and I think there was a lot of, I think there was just a lot of, but there's still LeBron getting the exalted one treatment. I mean, you know, the King James, and then you got the heir apparent.
We got maybe a year or two at the most left of LeBron being
like
a
you
captain.
Got, like LeBron James, a physical specimen, no doubt about it, the most athletic, just incredible player.
The Thor.
And then you have like the heir apparent to that moniker, which is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, okay? Plastic man.
Steph Curry, just physically, he can't be those things. But I still think he's the face of the
and
NBA.
And last year he was a captain.
No doubt. So yeah. I think he's doing all right. And you know,
he
you know,
was
Joe,
with Obama last
and Joe
night.
Harris whooped his ass in the finals of 3-point contest.
Joe Harris got Steph, Jimmy.
Yeah. All Curry did was knock down 19 straight.
10 in a row.
Yeah. And then 9 in a row to start the knockout stage too. Man, Steph Curry's a bad man. All right. It's Ryan Covey. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson. Keep the text coming in at 95795 about your power combo. I also want to get into a conversation and we'll probably do this in the 11 o'clock hour about the TMZification of professional sports and ratings down a little bit in the NBA, and what are you watching sports for? Your sports watching habits? Is it attractive to you? All the stuff going on off the court, all this free agency talk, who they're dating, their private
Thompson.
Lives? Yeah, or is it? Do you just care about touchdowns and 3-pointers and W's at the end of the day? So we'll get into that as well. It's Ryan Covey. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson. Thanks for hanging out with us on 95.7 The Game.
Now. Back to Warriors Wednesday on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. And Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Here's Steinmetz and Guru.
I'm liking this beat.
This is the game. This first album.
Okay. Ooh. I'm with this. Just let that play out for me. I'm feeling good on a Wednesday. Dr. Dre, that's a Dre beat for sure. Yeah. Right on, Wes, letting us know on the other side of the glass. Dare I say, on the ones and twos Look on 95.7 The Game. All right, happy Wednesday, everybody. Having a lot of fun. Matt Steinmetz will be back in tomorrow, back from his vacation. It is Ryan Covey. My first week at 95.7 The Game, and it feels so good to be hanging out with Daryl the Guru Johnson. We've been kicking this around all morning, and about 10 minutes from now, Chris Rose of MLB Network and, of course, formerly of the Best Damn
Does
Sports Show.
That's my show.
And that's actually going to be a great pivot point to our next topic of conversation as we kind of put a bow on what we've been getting into this hour. Our next topic of conversation will be about the TMZification, if I call it, of professional sports. Kyrie Irving had some very interesting comments about that and the influence of media in the locker room and the ever-changing landscape of professional sports. But before we do that, we kind of wanted to put a bow on this, the power combo in the NBA. So let me tell you this, Guru. So let's say for a moment that somebody else took your power combo. Let's say you have the third and the fourth pick,
okay.
And your guys, Embiid and Westbrook, they're off the board now. You can't have them. So that plan's out the window. You know, like Mike Tyson, you got punched in the face. Everybody's got a plan. Well, that plan's gone. You just got knocked in the nose. Now who's your next two? Who are you going if Embiid and Russ aren't available to you? Who are you going now?
Kevin Durant and Anthony Davis.
Could you imagine those two in tandem?
Man.
That would be nice. No redundancy there for you?
No, because I think...
Just keep Durant at the three and AD at the four?
Yeah, and okay. I criticize AD's game, the fact that he's not Olivia Newton-John sometimes. He's not physical for me.
Let's get physical.
Oh, man.
Come on.
But when he's playing with another alpha, that'll take him to another level, and then it's not all on him. And I thought about who could do that, and it would be Durant.
Did you give any consideration to Steph Curry and Kevin Durant?
Curry was coming out, and I was like, I show Steph so much love all the time. He was with Obama last night, so I'm like, he'll be all right if he didn't get the call from me.
By the way, texture checking in. Do y'all know JT, the bigger figure, found the game? Is that true?
It is true.
Yeah, how about game recognized game? When I'm rolling into work and I'm about to go work at the game, I'm thinking game recognized game. I think that might have to be my bumper music.
Game recognized game, Maine.
In the Bay, Maine. Yeah, M-E-N-G, right? Or M-A-N-E? Yeah, there you go. All right. Let's go out to Leroy in Oakland. Wants to give us his power two combo. Leroy, you're on the clock. You got the first two draft picks. Who you got?
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Guru.
I'm rolling with
Harden and Antetokounmpo.
Wow.
That would be a deadly combo.
It's a nice one.
Yeah. You could do a lot worse than that. You worried about Harden being like kind of the face of your franchise and his ability to make others around him better?
No, you know what? I think Antetokounmpo is the type of personality where he's just going to roll with whatever wins. So, no, I think that would be a perfect combination.
All right, so you think he would kind of defer to Harden, let Harden be the leader, and he would just kind of fall in line behind him, basically?
Absolutely.
Okay, good stuff. All right, appreciate the call, Leroy. And see, that I think you have to consider this if you're talking about, because it's not just who are the two quote unquote best players. You're talking about, you know, we're talking about building a franchise and
they got to fit.
Right. And the reason that we got into this was Marcus Thompson's got a piece in The Athletic right now, and it basically surmised that if the Warriors and Kevin Durant go their separate ways, the Warriors will take the 2021 free agency, which will be 2 years from now, and aggressively pursue Giannis Antetokounmpo, provided he doesn't sign a long-term extension with the Milwaukee Bucks, who, of course, will be able to offer They'll be able to offer him a supermax. Well, it really depends, I think, Guru, because we have to hold up on that.
KD.
It depends on what happens with the Bucks the next 2 years. What if the Bucks win the East this year and go to the finals? What happens if they push the Warriors? Let's say the Bucks go to the finals.
That's not going to happen.
You don't know that. They're leading the East right now. You don't know that. And what if they go out and they continue to add to this team? And how about all these free agents that are going to be available this summer? What if Milwaukee says, you know what? We realize what we have here. We've got one of probably the best young player in the NBA right now. We have a window where we could potentially go win a championship. Let's say that the other domino falls where Kevin Durant leaves the Golden State Warriors, so now they just got a little bit weaker. And now you're saying, we've got all these free agents out there. Let's go get a Kyrie Irving. Let's go make it happen. Let's go get a Kawhi Leonard.
You got to sell Milwaukee. And no diss to LeBron and Shirley.
You have Giannis Antetokounmpo. My point is, you just don't know for sure how that's going to play out. And believe me.
Because he could want the big lights in L.A. He could want New York.
Of course. But if you're Milwaukee, you have to do everything in your power to try and keep him there. And what I'm saying is, if they have success, if they go to the finals, if he sees, you know what, we're building something very special here, and I've been here from the jump, I've been here from the very beginning, this city belongs to me and Aaron Rodgers, basically. And Aaron Rodgers is going to retire at some point. He's 35, so A-Rod's not going to be around forever. He might be older than that. He's not going to be around forever. So
I'm seeing some slippage. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm not a Packer. Yeah. I can't stand the Packers anyway. But my point is, he could be there for the duration, okay? So you build around Giannis. If they have that level of success in the playoffs, he might stay. Now, if he doesn't, if you're the Golden State Warriors and he doesn't sign that that long-term extension and stay with Milwaukee, if you have a space available for a max player, why wouldn't you? And guess what? Chase Center's going to be open then.
No doubt.
The downtown San Francisco is going to be popping. The Golden State Warriors, they're not just the best team in the NBA. They to me, Guru, because of ownership, because of Steve Kerr, because of Dub Nation, because of the way that they've changed the NBA, I think that the Golden State Warriors might be the most attractive destination of any professional sports team right now.
You are spot on. That's, as the kids say, 100.
But am I keeping it 100?
Yeah. Everything you talked about with Giannis, it makes perfect sense. And if this were the Leave It to Beaver era of our world, he would stay in Milwaukee, and it would be a great story. But you talked about this social media era, the branding. Giannis will not stay in Milwaukee. I want him to. Give me – Bron didn't stay in Cleveland. He's going to come to Golden State or L.A. or New York. He know Boston. I could just see it because that's what athletes of his ilk do now. They don't stay in the small markets. Even when the small markets gave you everything they had and, you know, will give you what you want. I just think he's going to succumb, and it won't make him a bad guy to the big city, the lights. And what would be if Giannis was in New York? He would be forget Wesley Snipes. He would be a king of New York. And even the Bay, as you talk about it, being attractive to play with Steph Curry. That is why I believe in 2 years he won't be there.
You think the NBA players, the current stars in the NBA, have any type of reverence for the New York Knicks and what that means to the NBA? It used to mean something. The Knicks haven't won anything, man.
And it's the Mecca.
I know, it's MSG.
Answer your question this offseason when Kevin Durant makes his decision. Because if him and Kyrie don't end up in New York, I'll say I'm wrong. I don't want Warrior fans to say I want it. But as a basketball connoisseur, Covey, I would love to see Curry go against Durant like I did when I watched one of the greatest series that I've ever witnessed, that OKC Golden State Warriors coming back from 3-1. Regardless, they were down 3-1. It was some of the greatest basketball I've ever watched.
Yep.
So I would love to see a KD-led team against a Curry-led Golden State Warrior team.
You're right. That was a hell of a series. Ooh, it will long live in NBA lore. And I know a Thunder fan will probably tell you if they won that series, they might have an NBA title and they might still have Kevin Durant. Let's get out to Paul in San Ramon. He's out there in San Ramon, Wolves country. Ow! What's up, Paul? You're on 95.7 The Game.
How you guys doing?
That was a big lead-in I gave you. You got to deliver now, bro. I gave you the ooh.
Okay. Hey, I'd go with Steph Curry and the Greek Freak probably. I don't think... The last guy said Harden. I don't think Harden can play with anybody, okay? There's nobody in the NBA who can play with that guy. He's a, you know, 600 dribble a game. Why would you want to play with him? He's going to take every shot. Steph's the guy who can play with another superstar and still do his thing and make them better. Look at KD, you know. I think that's the obvious choice. Or Anthony Davis, one of the two.
All right, fair enough. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you checking in. Oh! Look,
what is that for?
San Ramon High School is the Wolves.
Oh, I didn't know.
So, there
like
you go.
James Logan is a Colt.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
So, and see, I went to Akilani's. We're the Dons. I'm like,
I used to serve y'all back in the day.
We do our thing, though, all right? We were more worried about drinking and, trying to get a keg up on the hill somewhere, all right? Like, that's what we were doing over at Akilani's. We're still doing our thing, though, man. We were having a lot of fun. We've been having a lot of fun the last couple of days on 95.7 The Game. 408 says, actually, it's pronounced Milwaukee. It was, as you know, is Algonquin for the good land. We learned that in Wayne's World back in the day. One of the great all-time comedies. Better than the Big Lebowski. Don't at me. I said it. Absolutely. Wayne's World for life, dude. We're going to talk to Chris Rose of the MLB Network in just a few minutes here on 95.7 The Game, and we'll talk about the Manny Machado signing. And I think for the most part, folks are kind of on Bryce Harper fatigue. And I guess it'll happen. I guess at some point this week
long?
Well, I think what's happening is Boris is like, nobody's offering us $320 million.
You're going to throw something at me.
I might. But I don't know. I don't know if I can take you.
Why can't Harper be Boris? You went to school. Why do we trust
people
with our life and our money? And you see Tim Duncan and all the greats get took, you know, all these fast-talking swindlers steal their money. Well, let me go invest it in a portfolio or CD. My point is, Bryce, you're a grown-ass man. What? Don't let Boris control it. What's he saying to these guys? I guess that's what I'm saying. His pimp ad is strong, man.
Yeah.
What's he saying? How does he get all the guys?
Yeah. Well, you know why? Because money talks and BS takes the bus, and he's got a track record of getting guys paid and paid handsomely. So that's why they go that route. But, you know, it depends on how big that pie is, and is it worth it? It's like so many things in life, Guru. It's risk-reward. You want to be your own representation? Like, I would never want to be my representation. I get paid to talk about sports, okay? I don't want to get into the minutia of contracts, things like that. And plus, let me tell you this, it takes the personal side out of it. Let Boris be the bad guy.
All right,
and we got Chris Rose. We don't have him yet. Okay, no problem. We'll get to him in just a moment. But let Boris be the bad guy, because see, contract negotiations, they can be cantankerous. They can put a real strain on a relationship, and you
so
don't
you
wanna,
have that middle.
And
man,
then you
that
got
buffer.
That bad blood because look, when you're negotiating, it's not even necessarily about the person's feelings or even telling the truth. It's about trying to perpetuate your own agenda, and that of course for the team is get you for the best value, and for the player is get the most money. So take the emotion out of it. Huh. Let Boris be the bad guy. Let him be the guy pounding the table. That way you can focus on just being great and doing what you do. Now, that's, I think that is worth it to a lot of people. And let's face it, a lot of these guys, they don't feel comfortable negotiating this stuff. They don't want to get fleeced, man. Wow. You don't want to get fleeced.
I get it.
And look, I mean, these teams, they've got all the corporate lawyers and executives working on their behalf. It's just like if you got arrested for something, you want a public defender or you want to go shell out for a lawyer?
Shell out for a lawyer.
That's it, right? Yeah. Because you're not trying to do a bunch of time or take a bad plea bargain. It's the same mentality. Like, don't let these guys fleece you. Don't get the wool pull over your eyes. Have somebody professionally advocating for you on your behalf. Hell, I should be an agent. I think I just sold you.
Right,
let's get that bargaining table, guru. Yeah. Let's go get you signed up, baby. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it kind of takes the emotion out of it, and it lets a guy like Boris be the bad guy.
So do you think Bryce gets anything, or he looks better if he signs? Well, he's going to sign last. Somebody saying that on the text line. I'm like, that's the farthest thing probably from the truth. Yeah, Bryce is worried about his dollars. It's not, oh, I'm going to sign last. I'll get more coverage. It's ridiculous. Pitchers and catchers are reported.
It's about money.
This makes baseball look bad. I don't care what anybody tells me. This is not cool.
The drawn-out saga aspect of it, I totally agree. Because now, honestly, and while I would love Bryce Harper to sign with the San Francisco Giants at this
point, I
just don't care, though.
Oh,
That's the point now. Because you've made it that way for me, Major League Baseball. Sorry, you've hit me over the head with this. Right. And hell, we were talking about it in the meeting this morning before the show. We got the big bosses. We got the whole team here. We got Wes in there. We got John, you and me. And we're talking about, hey, what do we kind of want to get into today, right? And we're thinking, we're all to a man. We're like, we're on Bryce fatigue. And yeah, we want to do our job as talk show hosts and give you the most up-to-date
news. There's not a damn thing new.
But that's it. What am I going to, some guy that, works in New York is speculating that it might be a long road for Bryce, and that's supposed to be like headline stuff? Give me a break. What does he know? Is he in the room? Is he negotiating? No, the only people that know are the teams they're negotiating with, Boris and Bryce, and probably Bryce's family. And that's it.
And you batted .249, Bryce. You need to be in Arizona or Florida working on that swing.
Now, there's something to that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He had a bad year last year. The Nationals across the board had a very bad year last year. And I think we saw a guy that was pressing a little bit. But, hey, I don't think the Washington Nationals had any misgivings or second thoughts about offering him, 10 years and $300 million.
You think?
So to that end, too, because that's already public knowledge, that's on record that he turned down 10 years, $300 million. How can he sign for less now? And I wonder, I wonder, is that offer still on the table with Washington?
Oh, I think, no way.
You don't think?
I think
you don't think? You don't think that they could call? There's no room for sentimentality in all this. You're trying to win a base. You're trying to win a World Series. The Nationals haven't won anything. You think that Bryce Harper could call Washington right now and be like, hey, that 10 years, $300 million,
nope.
You think that's gone,
I think the Nationals have.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.